Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. A group of 10 journalists from Pakistan is currently touring the U.S., hoping to learn more about us and giving us a chance to learn more about their country. They are here as guests of the State Department and the University of Oklahoma's Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Communications. So how do we stack up? Does their impression of America now match the impression they had before this visit? We'll find out. I welcome to the studio Nigar Karam, a TV news reporter from Pakistan, and Kashif Kamal is an assignment editor with ARY News TV. Thank you both so much for being here. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nigar, let me start with you. Why are you here? Why are you in the United States?
Because I am here for exchange visitor program of 3 weeks from United States of America. And I am a journalist and I want to know about America many things and I want to experience here. Actually, I want to know the difference between journalism in America and Pakistan. And I think there's not a lot of difference. Same type of work is going in Pakistan. And now is journalism, same type of both countries. And Pakistani media day by day mature. And now it can be said that Pakistan media is like a crawling baby, but day by day he is going mature and capable.
You're learning every day and growing every day.
Exactly.
What is your impression, Kashif? What is your impression of the country so far?
Overall impression?
Yeah.
Yes. When I was there in America, one or half week before. So I felt a huge difference in our society and the life in America because people living style is better than we are having. But everything was good there. As just I heard about America, the things were like that.
But what did you expect to find here that maybe surprised you?
The surprising that everything is good. The lifestyle of people is very good. The people are living their lives on ideal standards, which right now we are struggling in our country. We don't have that kind of lifestyle. But the people of America have this kind of lifestyle, which we are struggling for that. So it's impressive for me.
Is it pretty much what you expected?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can see.
Nigar, how about you? Were you surprised by anything?
Exactly. All over the world, the Americans' impression, general perception is that Americans are very liberal, Americans are very broad-minded people. But in Oklahoma, when I watch the presidential debate, it was a totally different experience when I saw the students' discussion, when I listened to students and many people's views about presidential debate, because Americans also think Hillary is a weak candidate, Hillary is a woman. Americans want a brave and strong president like Donald Trump, because in Oklahoma, Donald Trump supporters are too much. It's rate very high. It was surprising for me because I think American society, male and females have equal rights. But it was a totally different experience because Hillary supporters, Donald Trump supporters are think Hillary is a woman and Hillary is not a strong candidate. It was much surprising for me. There is a difference in male females, also in like the Pakistan.
Sure. Well, and most countries, as it turns out. Are you paying attention, Kashif, to the politics here?
Yes, pretty much, because I was there. I was also there in Oklahoma, Gaylord College. I was seeing the debate that was occurred between Hillary and Donald Trump. So I saw the attention of youngsters because I've experienced that the youngsters of America is in this election are pretty interested because I think they are supporting Donald Trump, the young people of Oklahoma. Because the young people in America do not pay any attention like you see if you see the past. So in this election, this is a new thing. I feel that the youngsters, youth of America is pretty much interested in this election.
Yeah, well, I would have to tell you that Oklahoma may not be the best state to test these waters because it's quite conservative.
I know. It's not a swing state.
Are you paying attention to what is being said? And I'm thinking of Mr. Trump and his, he wants to build walls, he wants to keep Muslims out. You're both Muslim?
Yeah. Yes. Alhamdulillah.
What do you think when you hear a potential president talking this way?
This is not a good thing to talk because if he is a candidate for a president of a super nation, super country, superpower, America, which country is presenting the everybody, the people all from all the world are living here. They have families here. So this kind of country cannot afford a person like Donald Trump, in my personal view. And if I tell you the view of my country is the same like that, which I am thinking, that they don't want to Donald Trump to be a president of America because he wants to isolate America. He's saying that throw Muslims out, throw Mexicans out, he don't want to good relations with China, I think, and many other things he's talking about, which is not good, in my opinion, for the country of America.
Nigar, the same question to you. What your opinions?
Exactly, which I observed. I don't know why Americans are supporting Donald Trump because immigrants has own importance and playing very much good role in American economy. I don't know why, but main thing is this: immigrants are really. Have much importance and playing better role, I think. Every Muslims, every immigrants, Indian, Asian especially, they are very scared this time. In this situation, I think every immigrants feel insecure.
Yeah. And you say that people at home, people back in Pakistan feel the same way.
Exactly, because Pakistani people are much capable, competent nations, and they support every time especially after 9/11, Pakistan doing more and much sacrifice, and we are suffering, still we are suffering terrorism, and we hate terrorist group, we hate terrorism, all Pakistani hates terrorism and terrorist group because still we are suffering much, and every time we support America policy, American policies, America, and especially in this do more policy, every time Pakistan support America, Pakistani government supports also. So that's why we are here, and we are much worried about Donald Trump's thoughts, especially.
What about the Nigar? I'll put this to you to start. What about what the United States is doing in your part of the world? I'm thinking there are many American drone strikes in your country.
Yes.
What is the reaction to that? How do people look at us because of things like that?
Okay, some people are really think some groups can say 30% people in Pakistan are think that because of America we have faced many things, we are facing, we are suffering many things just because it is not our fights. But we suffer much more, and still we are suffering. 30% people think this type of things, but overall we are not. We don't support any terrorist activity. We don't support any terrorist group, and we want to save our country, and we want peace and love and happiness in our country every time.
And what, may I ask, is your impression of the way people feel about the violence in that part of the world?
Yeah, if you ask me the same question. Okay. If you talk about tribal areas, they are suffering the drone attacks like Waziristan and many other our northern areas. The people who are living there are against this kind of drone attacks because they say the many innocent peoples are also killing in this kind of drone attacks. So when America attacks with drones, so there are many innocent. But on the other hand, if you see with this drone technology, America and Pakistan have targeted many high-profile targets. So it's good for this side, but it's a bad impression. On the other hand, which people of the local people hate this kind of attacks because they say our woman, our innocent child are being killed in this type of... they want that, why do not America is giving this kind of technology to Pakistan so that they can operate it exactly where the roots of actual targets and they can attack there and so that the minimum innocent casualties. It will be better.
Give the technology to Pakistan so Pakistan can deal with the situation itself.
If they will do, they will do on target, exactly. So they can minimize the innocent casualties. Right. Comparatively, the America is doing far away, I don't know where, from their mode, I think from Afghanistan.
Or from this country.
Okay. From this country, also.
They're being guided from this country.
Okay. If they are guiding from this country, it's miles away from them. So why you can think that the target, if you are targeting us specific, so there will be a doubt of mistake. So if you give this technology to our country, the people will think that you are hitting the right target.
Well, we will see. Maybe that will happen. I have to take a break, and we'll do that now. I'm talking with two journalists from Pakistan on today's program. Nigar Khurram is a political reporter, a TV reporter in Pakistan, and Kashif Kamal is an assignment editor for television in Pakistan. Come back and continue the conversation. If you'd like to get into it, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can send us an email to talk@stlpublicradio.org. Or send us a tweet at STL on air. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Nigar, let me come back to you. You've talked about journalism in Pakistan being at the baby stage right now. How free are reporters to report in Pakistan?
If we want to do some exclusive story, then we are almost free. And in this circumstances, we are doing work that is very hard and very difficult. Sometimes we face lot of difficulties, but in doing work, we are free. And we do criticize lot, much criticize of our government. Basically, I'm health and education reporter about education stories and about health stories, health infrastructure, facilities, about every type of stories we can report. And we are reporting and try to better our setup. day by day, and exclusive breaking stories, corruption departments, corruption stories. We work free, and our departments very support for reporters and environment. But sometimes, especially in any bomb blast, in any critical situation, when we work in field, much pressures of our owners and our TV channels and safety. If I talk about safety, reporter safety, so there is no much security. They want breaking first visual, and they demand pressure, much pressure. But reporter security is not important for our channels. That difference I feel here, first of all, here local channels, when I visit different local channels, I feel here is reporter security and safety is first preference.
But what about criticism of the government? Are you comfortable criticizing government?
Every time we criticize our government, some channels, same like in America, for example, Fox Channel is support Donald Trump, and CNN is supporting Hillary. And the same like this, many channels are support many political parties. There is GEO channels are support Pakistan Muslim League Noon, and some channels are working for Pakistan People's Party, and some channels are working PTI, for PTI, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf. Same like that environment is in Pakistan. But political pressure is also there. When I put some stories about some corruptions, about some political, sometimes we face many difficulties, many pressures, especially by our organization, to our organization.
What sort of pressure do you feel as an assignment editor? Do you weigh stories on the basis as to how, what the official reaction might be?
So, like, if you are talking about the pressures, but let me introduce what kind of pressures we have. We have different kind of pressures, pressures from militants, pressures from political parties, pressure from different pressure groups, and even from sometimes from our owners. So let me define you. So when you are going to break any story, like about corruption of any political party, you have to pay for that. Sometimes you have our owners interfere in that, and sometimes in reply we get some pressure from political parties. It's right.
I asked that question because another of your colleagues was scheduled to be on this program today.
Okay.
She decided not to. She feared reprisals, that if she said something.
Yeah. This is the reason because the Pakistani journalists are not more safe like the journalists working in America, because I think she is from the tribal areas. Because when she talks here and the recording will be done, she is going back to his homeland. Then she has to work there. So she will get some threats from the militants. That's why she refused to talk here.
Are you afraid, Nigar? Are you afraid you may say something to get you in trouble?
No, I belong to Lahore. Lahore is the biggest city of Pakistan. That's why we are very free, and freedom of speech. We have any kind of liberty. But in tribal areas where my colleague belongs, there is much difficult situation, and she can't do anything because she go back and she also do work. Yeah. So she is afraid. Exactly. But sometimes, in a few weeks ago, I did work in a child smuggling case, and I have many proofs, and I did a lot of work on this story. But in the broad light, to bicycle, two robbers are snatched my bag in broad light on gunpoint. They have snatched everything, every proofs, important papers and documents. So sometimes we face this type of situation.
Well, that must be very uncomfortable.
Exactly. You can say uncomfortable, but we are journalists and we are doing work.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm comfortable because I also belong from Lahore. The Lahore is city of life. That's why. But if you compare with other cities like Karachi and tribal areas, it's not easy. Even if you are sitting in newsroom as an assignment editor, the situation is different for reporters, and the situation is even different for the assignment editors, copy editors, and other persons who's doing their job in newsrooms. This is the difficult. They feel threatened. They feel afraid. Even they are working in newsroom. But in Lahore, I think situation is very ideal.
So well,
for reporters and even for the newsroom persons.
I'm glad to hear that you feel that way.
Yeah.
But congratulations to you for working under conditions that are difficult. Certainly
yeah.
they are difficult.
Yeah.
We have some people who want to get into this conversation. I have an email here from Madonna who writes, please ask your guests if they know of any plans for the families of the U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan to sue the U.S. government now that the 9/11 families, 911 families, 9/11 families can sue Saudi Arabia. You may not be familiar with that story because you were traveling when here. But do you think this is possible that drone family victims could sue the try to sue the U.S. government? Nigar, is that?
No, I don't think. Can you repeat your question, please?
Well, the option now exists for families of victims of 9/11 here can sue Saudi Arabia. Because Saudi Arabia apparently, had some connection to the hijackers. So I wonder if the questioner wonders if victims of drone attacks in Pakistan would consider suing the U.S.
Okay.
May I reply for this question?
Of course you can.
Okay. First of all, the people who are being targeted in this area, in northern areas, are not living a good life. So they are not well informative, or they don't have any sources, though they can approach America to sue them, because they are. It's a big challenge for them to live there even. So mm-hmm. how you are talking about suing America?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big thing.
They don't have any facilities, any such type of opportunities and access. They are very poor people. They are belong to tribal areas. They are lack of facilities, lack of source of information. They are not much strong. Then Americans are like,
if they have a government support, that I think, and some kind of NGO support with them, then I think it's possible. But you are talking about Americans can sue the Saudi Arabia. I think they should. They have equal right.
Well,
they can do because Americans have more.
Otherwise, we don't have much information about the victims' families, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, if I'm understanding correctly, you're talking about people who really don't have the resources to take on something like that.
Even they don't have TV, they don't have cable dish, source of information. There is very lack information sources.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's take another. Another listener here. We'll bring in Bill calling from Belleville. Bill, thanks for waiting. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, all right. Thank you for having me on, and I admire the journalists for being here. I appreciate that.
One of the points
I wanted to raise, one of the journalists was raising the idea of the United States giving the drone technology to Pakistan for use to minimize, collateral damage or, civilian casualties. And part of the problem is that it's hard to know who to trust in the Pakistani government or in the ISI, their intelligence agency, because elements, not all Pakistanis, but elements of those agencies have supported groups like the Taliban in Afghanistan because they serve as kind of a buffer against the traditional enemy of India. So, you know, that's one of the issues. I mean, for example, that's why we went in after Osama bin Laden secretly, because he was in the Islamabad area, not far from a Pakistani military installation, if I remember correctly. So that's one of the issues that is always a problem when dealing with, you know, Pakistan as I see it.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Do you understand the question?
Yes,
okay.
I understand.
Okay. First thing is this. It's a fact. Our army is very strong, and they take very clear stance. If we talk about Indian and Pakistan, every time India is first, everything done Indian first, when we back to reply, when we give reply, in every situation, in every time, if we look, then Pakistan has every time support to American policies and every time they support America. In Afghanistan, Pakistan give a lot of kya kahenge usko?
What you're talking about?
Hamesha hamare adde unhone diye hain. Every time Pakistan support America,
yes.
Every time in Afghanistan case, we support much America. So why he said drone attacks, they don't confidence show with Pakistan?
He seemed to suggest that the Taliban are a buffer, come between India and Pakistan somehow. And it's quite clear that the relationship between those two countries is not good, and it's particularly not good now. As I understand it, there's more tension today between these two countries. Kashif, do you agree with that?
No, I a little bit agree, but not completely. Let you categorize things between Pakistan and India is something different. And if you're talking about Pakistan and America, it's a different thing. I think the respected caller was concerned about trust, that they don't trust that they are giving. If they are giving their drone technology to Pakistan, then they have the Pakistani army and IS. His doubt was there that Pakistan army has relations with Taliban, ISI. I think it's completely wrong because we are a atomic power. We have also atomic plants.
So does India.
They are safe. If you drone technology is not a big thing, I think, comparatively. If we have atomic assets, we can, our army, our forces can save this kind of thing. So how they cannot use it well, the drone attacks?
How could he say this Pakistan is not much trusted? Because Pakistan every time support America, and Indian and Pakistan conflicts, especially Kashmir,
it's a different topic. It's not like we are with America.
And it's, I think, in a sense, unfair for us to be asking you to resolve these problems,
yeah,
or to really identify them.
Yeah.
Let's come back to this country. We only have 2 minutes left. What has disappointed you about this country? When you see the television and police violence and crime stories, which is all over the news, what do you think of that America?
That is America.
Bad about America.
Yeah, that part of America. The violence in America, let me put it that way.
In America, violence is very rare. If I compare to Pakistan, So American, because in our country we facing this type of situation every day, even two time in a day, we have many bomb blast. If I compare America's American, if we compare crime rates, so very less than Pakistan, and American society is very friendly, I feel. I think they are very cooperative people.
I'm glad to hear you say that. What do you think?
I have a different point of view. What I have felt that you, what kind of violence you are facing is like anybody can go to buy weapons. So the lot of weapons the people have in personal conditions, and they if they fight somebody somewhere, like you can see the in Florida, a person get inside the club and he shooted many people. It all caused because of weapons. Everybody can get weapon, but the same thing we are facing something else, and the problem of violence you are facing is different. It's because of a lot of weapons. Everybody can get weapons. So a lot of shootings happening in America, like Chicago. Chicago is a big example for that.
Right. Well, our time is up. Unfortunately, there's too much violence all over the world, regardless of where you go. Yeah. Nigar Karam, thank you so much for being with us, a television reporter joining us from Pakistan. Kashif Kamal, thank you so much for being with us. He's an assignment editor with Pakistani TV. Yeah. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.